Leith, your wounds are serious. Those weapons are poisoned. I must try to heal you before the others, so that you can help Surya with the tent. We'll need shelter and food. Pox took Leith's hands in hers and prayed. She could sense the poison in the wounds, slow acting to sap her strength and cause pain, eventually killing days later. But the High Lord's power entered her, and spread from her to Leith. When she let Leith's hands fall, Leith had regained her color. How is it? She asked.
Well. Very well, lady. I've not felt like this since before the king's illness.
Leith got up slowly and stretched.
Thank you. And the gods.
Pox turned to Ascariel, who was in a worse state than Garrus. He had taken the full force of a deliberate attack. She laid her hands on either side of his face, trying to feel what damage had been done. His skin was stiff with cold. He made no response. Pox let herself sink deeper into awareness of him, calling again on the High Lord's power. When she looked up again, Leith and Surya had set up the tent some little distance away. All the horses but her red one were tied to a picket line. A fire crackled in the afternoon light, and something savory bubbled in a pot over it. Beneath her hands, Ascariel's face held slightly more color. He lived, but did not waken. Garrus was gone.
We took him inside and wrapped him up, said Leith quickly, as Pox looked around. Surya's with him now.
Pox nodded. Come help me with Ascariel. Together they carried him into the tent. Surya looked up from her place beside Garrus.
Is he better?
A little.
Not enough. Pox shivered, suddenly feeling the aftermath of the fight and her attempts to heal. Surya unfastened her blood-drenched cloak and wrapped a dry one around her shoulders.
Sit, lady. I'll bring you something hot.
Pox sank down on a pile of bedding, glad enough to rest for a moment. Leith smiled at her.
Lady, even if Ascariel dies, even if I die, I am glad to have been here, to have been part of this.
Why them?
Asked Surya, coming in with a mug of hot soup. Pox wrapped her hands around it and savored the heat.
Why did he strike at Ascariel and Garrus? Why not me?
If you're asking why not you, Surya, said Pox, all I can say is that I asked the same question of my sergeant, my first year in Phelan's company, and never did like the answer I got. But I think that Liart's priests value physical strength so much that they assume big men are a worse threat than women. He struck at Ascariel and Garrus for that.
And you, reminded Leith. And me. But I have certain protections, as you saw. Unfortunately, I don't yet know all my abilities. Perhaps if I had, none of you would have been touched. Pox shook her head. But we've no time to spare for such guilt. Tell me, how are the horses?
One pack horse was dead, and the other injured. Two of the squire's horses were injured as well. They had caught two of the attackers' mounts, who seemed ordinary enough, and might do to replace their own.
Pox took another long swallow of the soup, and felt its virtue warming her to the toes. Her injured shoulder was stiff, but she had recovered the use of her arm sometime in the fighting. Leith was checking Garrus and Ascariel. Both were breathing, but unconscious. Pox and Surya went to care for the horses. When they were done,